let's also nail one lie about why we're here today. We're not just here to protest. How dare people say that we are not interested in power? We're not naive. I resent the contempt that some people hold for the mass of the membership. We are in a situation, we understand what power is about. We understand that. But we're not going to take lectures from people like Lord Kinnock, who lost two elections in the 1980s and 90s. Unacceptable. Sheffield was part of how he threw away the 1992 election. Some of us do not forget these things. So let's take no lectures from people who lost those elections, lost the 2010 election and lost the 2015 election. We want power. We will get power by defying those people that are saying austerity is the way to power. How do I know this? The Austrian Socialist Party is on 11%. The Spanish Socialist Party is third and allying with the right against the left in Podemos. Holland, I don't know what his ratings are, but he's down to about 5%. It could be down to zero for all I know today. We don't have to guess. In Scotland, look what happened to the Scottish Labour Party supporting a policy of austerity. In the recent election, they went into that election proposing a 1% increase on average people's earnings and said that was an anti-austerity programme. Ridiculous. They promised poorest paid workers £200 cash to compensate for that, and then some weeks later withdrew the offer. Chaos. We are building an anti-austerity movement, an anti-racist movement. The speaker I'm going to introduce is Chella Quinn, is a Labour Party member, a comedian, an activist. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello. Thank you. Hi, I'm Chella. I'm from New York. And, oh, good heavens. I've lived here for a long time. I got citizenship 5 years ago, 6 years ago now, because I was scared the Tories were not going to let me stay if I didn't hurry up and get citizenship. So I took the test. I know lots of things about the UK that a lot of my British friends didn't know. And I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be a British citizen. I was happy to vote. But I found that I wasn't being recognized. When I voted, the policies and the people that I was voting for either weren't getting in or weren't listening once they did. And even the first time, I mean, in the US, we don't have great politicians either. I've seen them from like both countries, right? But we have C-SPAN. Do you guys know what C-SPAN is? It's a channel where you just watch Congress sort of sit there. That's literally it. Very, very rarely do they talk. Or they talk very quietly and mumble, and they kind of pass laws sometimes, and they kind of just... And then I watched Parliament on television here, and I was like to my wife, honey, there's something wrong with the signal. There's all this noise in the background. What's going on? And she was like, no, that's what happens. And I was like, no, seriously, they're all yelling at each other. I can't hear what's happening. She's like, no, that is what's happening. They're all yelling at each other. And I was like, that's rude. That's really wrong. Why are all those men kind of looking like public school boys? And she said, because they are former public school boys, and they never stopped acting that way. And I was like, well, that sounds really wrong. Like, my dad was a union rep. I guess I would have been in labor if we had labor in the US. And so when Jeremy Corbyn was the first person I saw on telly saying, shush, what is this? Stop. Let people speak. Be respectful of each other, even if we disagree. I was like, that's the guy. And speaking of guy, that's the guy, could have been any gender. But I want to talk to you about leadership skills and leadership qualities. I keep hearing this phrase, not beyond unelectable, beyond leading us into the next election. I mean leadership qualities and leadership skills. What are those? Because every time somebody says to me, oh, he's not a good leader, I'm like, well, why not? I mean, the kind of leader I want is someone who is calm, who is consistent, who is respectful even to his opponents, to, you know, be truthful and vote their convictions, but listen to the wider party as often and as far as possible, and to care more about feeding people off their allotment than wearing a nice suit with a nice waistcoat and everything matches because that's how they dressed at Eton. Leadership skills are not pomp, are not bombast, are not manipulation, are not lies, are not saying things on the telly because it seems fun, and then running away when it seems difficult. And of all of the people who are leaders or contending to be leaders of any of the parties, Jeremy is not only someone I agree with, but someone who I trust, I feel is calm, I feel that even if he is not agreeing with me, he'll listen to me. And even if he's not voting the way I vote, he might be convinced if he spoke to me, and he would give me personally in Sheffield that audience because he cares about workers' rights, he cares about women's rights, he cares about anti-austerity measures, he cares about listening to what's going on in Europe and being part of it and making a change by being in. And while everyone else is running away, that's not leadership. And I would like to support someone I see as a leader. And I hope you will too. Support Corbyn, support democracy. Thanks very much.